Welcome back to the AI podcast. Today, we're going to talk about what makes AI robots, what sets them apart from regular automated robots, and how companies today are using this in business.
Tune in for the latest news. Touch of AI on your shoes. Future tech we all can.
Okay, to cover this topic, we're going to skip back a little bit to the year 1961. These two engineers, their names are George and Joseph, have worked years trying to develop and engineer an automated robot to help factory workers. So George and Joseph finally finished what they called the Unibot. So Unibot was first integrated in the General Motors factory, and this robot can carry out various tasks which are a lot more sophisticated and a lot more dangerous for people to do. The tasks included lifting and also stacking hot metal pieces that regular factory workers wouldn't otherwise be able to handle. So this pivotal moment marked a very significant point in history, marking the point where humans and robots would work together and also improving manufacturing processes. So now we're going to skip forward a couple years later to the year 1966, where a robot called Shakey was developed. And this is really where we get into kind of the idea of artificial intelligence. Maybe this is where the vision of it is starting to come together. So this groundbreaking robot named Shakey could do various tasks that we see a lot of our artificial intelligence robots doing nowadays. So this robot could perceive its surroundings, use sensory inputs to pretty much make decisions. And these key aspects are the same modern aspects we see in AI robots. So this is really crazy. So now today we have artificial intelligence robots that are able to carry out similar tasks to what humans can carry. So what makes a robot artificial intelligence? So to break it down, AI robots, they operate using a three-part system. It's perception, processing, and then action. So the perception part involves sensors and cameras, like eyes for the robot, and they gather the data from their environment. And this can be anything from detecting obstacles in a room to recognizing human faces. Once our robot has this data, it moves to the processing stage. Here, the magic of AI comes in, using algorithms and sometimes like neural networks. The robot analyzes the data to make decisions like a brain would. It figures out what the data means and what actions to take. Finally, the action stage. So this is what's really important. This is where the robot responds to the analysis depending on its function. And this could really be anything from moving part in like a factory or just moving stuff around in general. And so that's really where the artificial intelligence comes in, is when it's able to use that computer power to make decisions. Okay, so one thing I did want to talk about is what makes up like artificial intelligence brain in these robots. So first thing that you got to know is that there's a lot of software, a lot of hardware that is built into these robots, and they require an incredible amount of resources, like things like GPU, just to process the information it's given. So there's two ways this is able to use. So in real world, like applications, the first one is that these robots have like some kind of Wi-Fi or a wireless connection to a server that it sends its information to, and then that information is sent back, and then the robot is able to make decisions. So this is actually really like a really good method, just because you don't have to have all of this hardware inside of the robot. You're able to use all the data in the robot to update and train other robots, so they cannot kind of connect and communicate to each other. One thing though, so recently OpenAI ChatGPT went down for like a whole day. It was kind of crazy. And what was crazy about this is just the fact that everybody kind of freaked out. They didn't really know what to do without it, which is kind of funny. It was just a couple of hours and it made a pretty big disturbance. So when you have these robots that are relying on other like local networks, there can be situations where if that server goes down, then all of those robots stop working and it can cause very big issues, especially if you are working in things like production lines, and a lot of automated systems will keep on going even if these shut down. So there definitely has to be one, procedures in place in case something like this happens. And now, okay, so this is the second thing I wanted to talk about. This is the second way these robots could work, and it is if they essentially are installed with the right amount of equipment and processing power to do all of these things on their own. And just an example of like how this would kind of work, for anybody who wants, they can download artificial intelligence brains. They can download it on their computer and run it. And so that's what these robots would do. These robots would essentially run the software locally on its computer. It won't need a network because it has the right GPU, right processing power, and AI chips in order to do this. So this is a very big benefit, especially when you hear about like the robots that look like humans that Tesla is trying to create to have in people's houses. They're going to have more localized automation systems so they don't shut down. The concern right here for that though is what procedures in place, because we know artificial intelligence, it takes its information in and it makes decisions off of it. So there kind of has to be pre-installed localized barriers that will control the artificial intelligence. Though the thing is as time goes on, it's possible it can learn and maybe overwrite those barriers. So it's, you know, it is definitely something that is a little bit more, you have to be a little bit more cautious about, especially when you make these for like the wide use of people. To be honest, I don't think a situation like that would happen anytime soon, but you know, it's definitely something to think about when you have these robots that are thinking for themselves. You want to make sure that they're able to make good decisions that will help humans as they continue to learn. So this is really interesting. It almost seems like there's technical advancements in the AI space coming out almost daily. So this is such a thrilling time to be alive. We talk about these every single day. We come up with an episode. And thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Eli Schaefer, and we will see you in next episode.